Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in business. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 33 of Business Behind the Scene. I truly love what I'm going to talk about today because it's recognizing your ego versus your higher self. Now, this, if you haven't done any personal development, might sound like a little bit like, what are we talking about? This is so weird. But you are going to love it if you just keep an open mind. My business, I believe that my business is a 3D printout of your thoughts. And the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 years, I've been growing so much. It's been such a huge, huge, huge learning experience and such a huge growth mindset-wise. And I can't tell you enough how important it is to work on your mindset in your business. There are going to be so many roadblocks along the way, and they're only a reflection of our thoughts. So if we get stopped, or if you get complained, or if you get terrified, or things are not going the way you want them to go, then stop and think about why this is happening, and where is the gift in this, and where is the learning in this, and where is the growth in this. And you will always, 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 always find a growth. I love going ahead in my business and stretching my comfort zone. Sometimes it can be exhausting if I don't work with experts. So I have got mindset coaches. I've had mindset coaches from the beginning of my business, and I will never stop having them. And I love it. I totally love working on my mindset. And one of my first mindset coaches, the Mind Mechanics from Gold Coast back in 2014, taught me the difference between ego and higher self. And that was fantastic, because I don't know you guys, but I have this little voice in my head at times that tell me things that are not true, but that voice is so assertive and so strong that at times I do believe it. So that voice tell me that I'm not good enough, that nobody loves me, that I can't do this, that I don't have enough knowledge, that I'm not strong enough, that I'm not an expert, that I'm not lovable, that I can't love, that I'm not a good girlfriend, I'm not a good wife, I'm not a good mom, and I'm not a good daughter, I'm not a good wife. That voice tells us so many things. How many times are you listening to that voice? How many times are you believing that voice? And what we need to recognize is that that voice is there to protect us. The voice is the ego. The ego is there, was created between 0 to 7 years old, and is there to protect us. It's the flight and more, you know, survive feeling, right? That's the feeling that you need to, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to life or death situation, right? I need to survive, and so I'm going to react. And then that becomes that, eventually it becomes a reaction, and we find ourselves just reacting to everything. And that is not right, right? If you always react to everything, you're never going to learn anything new. So ego, we all have it. Even if you think that you don't have it, well, we all have it. And we have all different type of reactions. Some people are less egoic, some people are more. But what if your ego was just a part of you that you need to learn to love? When I first found out about ego, I hated it. I was like, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to react to that. I want my ego to go away. Well, you don't really want your ego totally to go away, because that is your life and death situation, right? Your ego needs to be the one that tell you not to cross the road when there is cars coming, right? It's the one that tell you that there's danger. It's one that if a lion is following you, it start running. And that, you know, start running in a way that you find yourself so strong. You go, how did I get this strong? That's because ego is taking over. But in the negative, ego can sometimes protect us from love. So ego might get your heart broken once and say, I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to love again, so that I won't get my heart broken. But that is not going to serve us, right? So we need to learn the difference between protecting us so that we don't get hurt, and protecting us because it's actually serving us. So do you know what is ego? So ego is pretty much fear. So it's an illusion. It's not real. It just tell us stuff to keep us small, to protect us. Ego really gets developed between 0 to 7 years old, as I said before, and it's like a personality, and it's not who you are. Ego is not who you are. It will trick you, and it will sometimes pretend to be who you are, and you sometimes believe it. But the thing is that ego is that voice that tries to keep you small, that voice that tries to, or sometimes try to go too fast and keep you too big, and then you sabotage yourself, right? It's that voice that comes from fear, is based on fear. Now, a lot of us, and it took me a long time to really realize what ego is, what higher self. And some of you are listening to this going, wait, what has this got to do with business? Everything, because sometimes we do need ego in business to drive us through some tough times. And sometimes we need ego to shut up when we are trying to come from a heart space. So what is your gut feeling, or higher self, like I call it? It's source energy. Higher self has no fear. Higher self is that part of us that just trust and have faith, and we are aligned, and we are pure love, and we come from a place of soul. We are soul. We are a soul in a physical body, and our ego is trying to keep the physical body alive, while the higher self knows that we are just a soul. We are a being. So how do you distinguish the two of them? Well, you need to notice where the voice is coming from in your head. And I know that this can sound quite crazy if you haven't done any personal development, but the higher self and the ego are two different entities that are part of who we are. And those entities will stop us from achieving everything we want if we don't learn how to control, especially the ego. So you need to start to notice where it is in your mind, or where it is in your body, and ask yourself, is this fear? What am I afraid of? Or sometimes you can say, what am I stressed about? Sometimes our ego doesn't let us say that we are fearful, but it says, well, I'm stressed about that. When you're stressed about something, by the way, it means that you're afraid that something bad is going to happen. You're stressed about something because if you don't do it, that means that you what? That you're going to be losing everything, that you're going to be lose the love, you're going to left behind, you're going to be not good enough, right? There is a reason behind, I'm afraid that then I'm that, right? You got to think about, you got to ask yourself, is this a negative thought? Is this positive or negative? And your brain, your ego will try to tell you that it's positive because it's trying to prevent something negative to happen. But what if you just let go? Higher self has no fear. Higher self has no doubts. Higher self doesn't doubt. That's what's beautiful. So what do you do? Well, the opposite of what your ego says. Your ego will tell you that it's time to run, and the truth is you should stay. Your ego will tell you that you need to close off, and instead you need to open up. Your ego will tell you that you need to don't invest in something, when it's actually the truth that you probably should. So you need to really distinguish the opposite of what your ego say is true. Your ego will tell you that someone is disrespecting you, but the truth is that you're probably disrespecting yourself. The ego will always go through the next tell you something that most the time the opposite is true. So what to do is that wait 10 seconds before react. And see if you still think of that. And sometimes it's not 10 seconds, sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2 days. But until you have the negative feeling in your body, until you're feeling sick, just wait. And have a conversation with yourself. Have a true, honest conversation of what's going on here. What am I really feeling? How is this holding me back? How am I afraid of this? Write it down and start to recognize the difference between your higher self and your ego. This is something that if people did it in business, it will triple, quadruple the businesses, because a lot of people make decisions in scarcity, in fear, in not being good enough, in from a place of significance rather than from a place of love, soul, pureness, energy, right? These are the different things. And if we just realize on how to do that, everything would be incredible. So I went to one course one time that they sort of help us recognize the different personality that we can have. And I sort of believe that we've got a higher self, and the higher self, I call it grace. Grace is a part of me that love everything and everyone. Grace is the part of me that would never get upset. Grace is the part of me that see the good in the bad. Grace is the part of me that just decide to love. Grace is that part of me that just is there, that is just like my rock. Grace will never judge. Grace will never push over. Grace will never please. Grace is just love. Then there is Francesca, which is me, which is mostly like, you know, my physical body is that person that, you know, I try to live in grace most of my time, but I do get in ego quite a lot, right? So that Francesca is that physical body that is trying to get to balance, right? Starts to get to have a balanced life. And then we get Franchi. Franchi is my ego. My ego, how my family used to call me when I was little, because that triggers my ego very easily. So whenever I get called Franchi, I just go into like, oh, what? So Franchi is really that part of me, the five-year-old in me that wants attention, that wants to throw a tantrum, that wants to be loved, that wants to be held and held. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. It's totally fine. I actually do give time to my ego to feel that, but comes from a place of neediness rather than a place of wanting to just love and be loved. He comes from a place of significance. If I'm from a place of like, if I don't get a hug now, I'm going to be upset, right? That's how that little part in me that is looking for that attention, looking for that significance, because if I don't get it, then it means that I'm not lovable. If I don't get it, it means that that person doesn't love me, right? That's what ego does. Ego will make you demand something from someone else, because if not, it means da-da-da. And that is so priceless. So priceless, because we forget that, we don't realize that. Well, a lot of the time we live most of our, 90% of population live 95% of the day in ego. They've reacted to life rather than be in the higher self and be okay with just having challenges and accept the challenges are part of the day. The contrast, we wouldn't be happy if we don't be able to know what happiness is if we didn't have the contrast. So the contrast is beautiful. Ego is beautiful. We want to love and nurture our egos, but we don't want the ego to run the show. We don't want that when someone tells us, you know, hey, like, you know, tell you that you look beautiful all the time, and then one time they don't tell you, your ego will go, ah, they didn't tell us this time. That means they don't think I'm hot anymore. They don't think that I'm good. I might be big now. I might be overweight. Maybe they saw this. Maybe they saw that. That self-talk that always put us down. By the way, think about this. Would you ever hang out with a friend that tell you that you're not good enough, that you're overweight, that you always lose something, that you're not good at money, that you're not good at this, and you're not good at that? Would you actually hang out with a friend like that? I wouldn't. But guess what? We do hang out with our brain. We do hang out with our ego that does tell us that. Isn't that fascinating? We accept so much bad stuff from our own brain, but we would never allow anybody else to talk to us like that. Isn't it funny? So think about that. How can you take charge of your ego and not let your ego speak to you like that, and just more come from a place of, oh, I understand my ego is doing this, but how can I stop this? How can I understand my ego wants attention. I'm going to give it attention, but I'm also going to not take shit from my ego, right? Excuse that, but I had to say it. Then I've got a fourth personality. There is Francesco. It's like my Hulk. Like when I really, really get mad, when like someone is doing something to a loved ones, oh my gosh, my Francesco comes out. I was at the dog park once and a dog was like literally getting Ollie in his neck and biting him. And I was like, upset with the owner. I was like, why don't you do anything? Keep your dog away. I was so mad and I just reacted. And I thought, oh my God, that was so embarrassing. Why did I react like that? I was in, you know, in survival. I was like, I need to save my dog. How do I do that? So that reaction, it was coming from Hulk. It was coming from like, I'll do anything to save my loved ones. So how many times do we react like that in life, in situations that are not that important, but we just like, blah, we just like react. We just go for it. And then we regret it. And a lot of time in relationships and in business, we do get an ego, we get triggered, and then we get into an ego fight. And the ego fight doesn't really usually bring any good to anybody. So how can you put some rules in place with your ego and take control back? take control back and let your ego know that you are appreciated, that you're thankful that they that your ego take over your business and your life and your business and everything until now. But now you've got this. Thank you for helping. You're in charge of still my life and death. If there's a life and death, I want you to jump on. But if not, just back off. I've got this. What if you could do that? What if you could live your life like that? What if you could live your life in grace? Really take a minute to write this down and think about, wow, how would I react when people tell me, you know, write down things that triggers you. And then say, how would grace react to that, my higher self? And how would Franchi, my ego, react to that? And really see your patterns and see how does that work and how does that is not serving you or your loved ones. Grace, higher self, is the place to be. It's the place where you just give and you just love and there's nothing can stop you. Grace is that place that you can achieve anything you want when you are in grace. You're not afraid of anything. You just let go and knowing that you are in the right hands, knowing that the right thing will happen, knowing that life is happening for you, not to you. Knowing that there is some greater source that has got your back. Know that whatever decision you make, it's just right. Knowing that there is no right or wrong. Knowing that you are on the right path. How life would be if you could just live like that? How would you react when people tell you something that usually upsets you? How would you... And sometimes to get connected to my higher self, I usually ask my future self. I sort of think that my higher self and my future self are the same thing because my higher self knows, my future self knows. And so how will my future self deal with this situation? How will my future self make this decision? In hindsight, how would I have seen this? How could I appreciate this moment? How could I find love in this moment right now? Imagine asking all these questions. How would you live your business? How would you lead your business? How would you lead your life if this is how you do it? I'm going to leave you with this and really sit down and answer all these questions that I was asking because this can take your life and your business to a whole new level. If you can get hold of your emotions, imagine how you're going to deal when you have a complaint from a client. Imagine how you're going to deal with if you get control of your ego when you get an objection or a rejection from a client. How are you going to react when you have $0 in your account? What will your ego say and what would grace say? Your ego will go crazy. I got no money left. And grace will know, your higher self will know that money will come. I mean, money will flow. You'll be fine. Imagine how would you deal with your business from the different places. Give it your name. Give it a name to your personalities, your ego, your Hulk, your self, and your higher self. Have fun with this and let me know how you like it. I will see you next week. Have a great week, my friends. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out the Entrepreneur's Abundance Mindset Mastermind. It's my monthly mastermind where you get to spend time with me, where we take all this material, we apply it, we study it, and so we can take your business to a whole new level. So just go to the Francesca Moy, the Meetup Queen Facebook business page, and then just send me a message and you'll be able to choose the option EAM Mastermind. I would love to have you join me there, and I'll see you next week.